common sense is not so common. And in an era where global uncertainty is rampant and government is out of control, this is the show making sense of all the madness. Broadcasting live from the Arizona desert, you can't dodge the Hodge. Here's your host, Dave Hodges.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thanks for staying with us and to our guest segment here on all our radio affiliates, and we do really appreciate you. We have, and we're going to go to him in just a minute, Steve Quayle, and we got a number of things to talk about here as the hour for America's supreme challenges is drawing near, and it's very, I'm telling you folks, we don't have much time. But I got to pay a couple bills or we'll have no time. So we're brought to you by, a couple of great sponsors. One is our storable food, MPS. We call it preparewithdave.com. That's where you go to find it. And I'm telling you right now, guys, you've heard me. The food chain, the meat packing plants, the damaged farmland from the weather wars in the last couple of years, it all adds up to one thing. We got real bad shortages coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's a problem. So what we need to be doing here is storing food, and we absolutely have to do that. Go to preparewithdave.com and take advantage of the $100 off the four-week package. People are buying 10, 20, and 30 of those. So that's our main sponsor, and our other sponsor is the Gen 6 Conference, and I'm going to let Steve talk all about that. So, Steve, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. And let's jump into the conference first because it's starting very soon. Let's talk about that briefly.
Well, Dave, it's the final warning brace for impact, and it is starting. It's actually starting this Friday, and again, it's video on demand. So once they sign up, they'll have to listen in real time. Obviously, it starts in the morning, 9 o'clock, and goes to 9 o'clock in the evening. The good news is, though, when people sign up for video on demand, if they miss any of the speakers, they can go back. They have free access to all the speakers for 6 months. And I'm going to say, because of the topics being covered, I think people will have to refer back and forth numerous times because, again, Dave, this thing is escalating so quickly. So, ladies and gentlemen, you go on Gen 6, G-E-N-S-I-X.com, and listen to, I think, some of the most cutting-edge speakers. Obviously, Dave Hodges will be there. I will be there. Mike Adams will be there. Cheryl Salente will be there. And, boy, just blunt, and I love it. We've got Lieutenant Colonel retired Bob McGinnis. We've got Daniel Holdings. We've got Lisa Haven. We have a whole roster of people, 10 speakers, and I asked them all to basically, if this were the last time that you could ever speak to the public, what would you say? Now, some of them don't think it's that close, but the ones that do. Tom Horn did an amazing job, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to know all the stuff that Dave and I have been talking about, how the alien card is going to play out, how the Catholic Church is going to get close to 1.4 billion people to buy the fact. Now, not all Catholics will buy the fact, but there'll be a war within Catholicism that the aliens created us and that Jesus and God aren't real. So you're seeing this already in the current Pope, but this presentation with these speakers is, in my opinion, second to none. Brandon Smith from altmarket.com, he usually doesn't do conferences. I persuaded him. And ladies and gentlemen, I think you're going to be really, really surprised because of the subject matter. It's not like the previous Gen 6 conferences, but again, the theme was this. If this were the last thing you could tell people, what would you warn them about? What would you tell them about? And Dave, as you know, even the last time you and I spoke on your show, I said, watch the headlines. Because as the day goes closer, and actually, you know, we're only, what now, 2 days away? Yeah, they've got today, which is the 13th. I'm sorry, they can sign up until the day of the conference, the 16th, and go back and watch it. But we're within, you know, pretty much 48 to 72-hour window, and we want to make sure everybody can get in there. For the first time in history, I'm going to be recording, and it will go up the following week, a two-hour presentation to only the people that signed up for video on demand and only the people that pre-ordered the DVDs, because one of the things that's been really on my heart is you and I will talk tonight, Dave, is that things are escalating so quickly, and the dates that we're getting, your sources, my sources, various sources, all are lining up, ladies and gentlemen, to what we're going to talk about tonight. So, and what we're going to talk about in the conference even goes beyond that. So we're going to talk about some heavy stuff so they can go to GENSIX.com and they can sign up. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a very powerful conference. My conferences, thank the Lord, are different than most everybody else's in the way I approach it, and I think you'll be impressed. Dave gave me 10, I think Dave, 10 topics, and the bottom line is these are the most pressing issues we've got. But Dave, tonight, even as we're on your show, recording this, most people are still asleep.
Yeah.
So, I just want to dig right in wherever you want me to go.
Well, Steve, it's interesting because what I covered some weeks ago when I pre-recorded for the conference, these very things I talked about are unfolding in greater depth right now. Right now, today. And I told my wife the other day, I just said, I couldn't have been more prophetic, but it was accidentally so. I don't take any credit for it, but I don't know if God was guiding the message or what, but my gosh, the stuff that's happening in Canada and in Mexico, incredible. Well, let me start off with just a statement that I said to you before we came on air. And I interviewed Pastor Sam Honnold today on my TV show for release. I believe it's tomorrow. So, it is tomorrow. So what Sam told me was about two Mexican states. I can't remember one of them. It's Tam something. It's on the Texas-Mexican border. The other one's Chihuahua, the Arizona border, the state of Sonora. And they've been taken over by the cartels and corrupt governors, and the Chinese are behind the cartels, and the cartels are all mechanized. And I've seen this going back weeks, where the Mexican media actually covered mechanized units that are run by the cartels now with heavy weapons, and we don't hear a word of it here in America. And there was a plan from the cartels directed by the Chinese when AMLO pivoted towards America and is taking Trump aid to fight against the cartels, that the cartels were going to attack every armory in every state in Mexico and start a civil war. And Trump's intelligence found out about it, warned AMLO, and they were able to stop it. But Mexico's teetering on civil war because at stake is China needs a landing platform, a staging area to launch the Red Dawn invasion from Mexico, and AMLO's not on board.
Well, I think, Dave, and again, people need to understand this. The reason we say this every time we're together is because, ladies and gentlemen, different people contact Dave, different people contact me. But one of the things that's interesting is, again, the correlation of all the incoming data, the troop movements, etc. These are coming from real people. And I think what needs to be understood is the Chinese have a beachhead already in Mexico. I talked to a former mafia member of Mexico who told me, yes, Steve, it's true. They're coming into the of Baja Peninsula and the ports down there. They're moving vast amounts, and he said thousands of containerfuls. Now, remember, Dave, this is a former mafia member, Mexican mafia, okay? Guy got saved, came to Jesus, and is telling people, you better wake up to the times. And by the way, he's just been an exemplary guy. I've never found anything that he said that isn't true. Saying that, then the sources that have been contacting me said China is doing exactly what you just were told by that pastor. In essence, they're arming both sides of the equation to get the gangs to kill each other off. We've seen El Chapo's army is taking on the ruling gang, and I forget its name. But here's what people have got to understand. We're in a pincer movement right now against the United States. We do really have troops. You and I caught a lot of denial. I'll be very nice tonight. But a lot of denial from the people that they're not Chinese in Canada. Well, we put up the videos of them marching. And FYI, ladies and gentlemen, there are still people out in and wonderful Canadians that see it happening. And I physically talked to a man that was at one of the ports when he was on the phone to me, and he said point blank, and by the way, I validated, he really was who he said he was. And the thing is that the Chinese were coming in by ship because Trudeau gave them eminent domain. That simply means that all of their ownership of properties in Canada, they have the right to defend those, and they own those. And the biggest thing that Canada has to offer China is plenty of wheat and plenty of water, fresh water. So the fresh water of the Canadians, they may not believe it, but that's already being dealt away to China. Now, we got to talk about China because, ladies and gentlemen, right now, a typhoon that would be a Category 6 is off the Hong Kong area, headed into the mainland. The Three Gorges Dam, which we've been hearing over and over and over, and I've been one of the guys saying this, hey, look, there are engineering reports coming that it already has cracks in them. So if the Three Gorges Dam goes, first of all, by just too much water pressure and wind, and it cracks up literally, well, then 500 million Chinese are in harm's way. Also, 70% of the Chinese manufacturing is downriver from Three Gorges, and also, I think, 8 reactors, nuclear reactors. So Xi is on record, the Prime Minister of China, President China, whatever, is saying that they would consider that a time they would have to expect maximum attack on that. So now here's where it gets interesting. India and China are going at it. Last week, India shot down 5 Chinese J-20 fighters. People don't hear that in the mainstream press. It's covered up. Taiwan has taken down Chinese aircraft that have entered into its airspace. They claim it's technical faults and blah, blah, blah. Also, Japan has taken out 2 Chinese fighters up on the northern end of their island chain where they have a lot of their, quote, military assets, research, etc. China is going to have to fight a forefront war. And India has already told them, point blank, them being China, that they have targeted Three Gorges with hypersonic missiles. I'm told by the people that monitor this stuff that India has moved hypersonic missiles and nuclear hypersonic missiles into their front lines or onto their front lines. I also want people to know that Japan's not kidding. Taiwan is critical. It's one of the most important semiconducting manufacturing places in the world. They got stuff in, and some people say, I thought it was South Korea. No, it's Taiwan. Taiwan is ready, and they know that they're not being intimidated anymore, Dave. And so there is an alliance forming, and Japan has the most quiet submarines in the world now due to the advances of their batteries. And I want people to understand something. Even though Japan has had a very, pretty much by world standards, small defense budget, they have been effective, and they have what one person said, Steve, their level of technology is beyond brilliant. That's the word, beyond brilliant. I said, well, I wouldn't mind, it wouldn't surprise me if they got functioning transformers, and like literally, giant robots like Pacific Rim. The bottom line is that everything is being probed. The Chinese have been probing off the Hawaiian Islands, specifically Kauai, which is the Pacific Missile Theater Range, Barking Sands. They have been obviously data capturing off of Oahu and the whole military complex there. They have submarines. And see, here's what's happening, Dave. People still think in terms of external invasion of the United States if we go to war. They have no clue of the amount of politicians on both sides of the fence that are bought off by the Chinese. Look, we did it to the Iraqi generals and that whole shock and awe thing. So the point is that there are so many people, and I've been told this by multiple people, it's the whole reason for the Russia dossier fake steal, i.e. the whole Russian hoax, was to put the eyes on Russia, not giving Russia a pass, I'm just saying, and take them off of China. Mm-hmm. And so we know that there are literal politicians that are on the Chinese payroll even today as we are talking about these subjects. We're talking, and again, I want to put it in perspective, 2 to 2.5 million Chinese ready both in Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. And I just looked it up. Our U.S. military right now, and this is where it's interesting. We've got, I think, 1.3 million men under arms and about 800,000 in the reserve. So we've got maybe 2.1 million. But, of course, it's one thing when you have to call up the reserves, get them armed, get them set. There's another thing when you have a standing army with their orders. And this is now here's where it gets interesting. Remember that the overthrow of the Bolshevik Revolution of Russia, Soviet Union, the bottom line is that we're watching the same, if you will, operational procedure. We're watching, in essence, Saul Alinsky's Rule for Radicals. We're watching all of the information that you put out on Greifswald, the Weather Underground. We're watching it all coming together. We're hearing threats from Kamala Harris and others. They're coming after us. They're going to kill us. So here's the thing that I really pray that people will understand. You can deny what we're telling you. You can say we're trying to scare you, which is not true. You can say we don't know what we're talking about. Well, you can get us there because that's probably true, because unless people told us what we're telling you, we would have no way to let know that stuff. And number three, here's the bottom line. When Santayana took the Alamo, you know, there were no prisoners. The Chinese are on record. General Hao Shan, H-A-O-T-I-A-N, courtesy of Jeff Nyquist. That's a Pulitzer Prize winning article, in my opinion, but basically stating we will kill every man, woman, and child. The Chinese military has been queried. 80% said they'll follow that order. It is their, in essence, manifest children of the dragon destiny to own the United States. They bought it. They bought our politicians, and now they're ready to basically take possession. I don't know when. That's what's at stake, ladies and gentlemen. That is what's on the line.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. You hit so many data points that I'm familiar with, and we've got totally different sources. Do you believe that there'll be an embedded terrorist attack on key structures before the Chinese come across the border?
Absolutely. I think the thing that I am trying to figure out right now and to get the preponderance of evidence is when. Here's the date. The date that you, and this is floating around in Antifa, it's the date that's between, and look, we're not setting dates that we know, but these are the dates being bantered around, starting the 22nd through the 25th of October. I'm told that literally just the money allocated to the disruption in the Washington, D.C. area and the funding and functioning and the what's called command, control, and communication, they've already dedicated, they, meaning the people funding it, $250 million. That's $250 million, okay? So remember this, ladies and gentlemen, no revolution can happen without somebody feeding the revolutionaries, paying the revolutionaries. And you don't believe that, you need to read Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, because it was Wall Street that overthrew the Tsar, of the Russian Tsar Nicholas. It was absolutely a takeover of all of his money in their banks, and they're not beyond doing that. And what's interesting, you know, not only does history repeat itself, but, you know, I guess when you're stuck on stupid and have denied everything that's been happening before our eyes, you know, and here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you watch any of the major networks, you're already under their spell. You are already only being told what they know. Listen, these guys have it down pat. They are psychological, in my opinion, terrorists. And they are telling you that, you know, they're calling the shoe black. What is it? The blackest pot is calling the shoes black. I'm not talking about the color of a person's skin. But what I'm saying is they're redirecting, controlling the narrative. They're hiding the truth. And people still tune in and listen to them. And that's what's astonishing to me. That's why you, me, all of us on talk radio, all of us on podcasts, all alternative media, not just us. I mean, there's so many out there. I'm not excluding anybody at our elevation. I'm just saying out there, we have to be done away with. If you look at Twitter, Twatter, Pitter, Patter, if you look at Faces of Death book, if you look at social media, if you look at control, 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 if you look at even GoFundMe, if you look at any of the social media platforms being able to raise money for anybody, it's not there. They're starving America's middle class to death. And I'm saying that to death. Let me make it clear. As somebody who's been the strongest proponent of food preparation for a quarter of a century on talk radio, shortwave radio before that, I can tell you point blank, we're not facing food shortage. We are facing total famine. If that scares the wee-wee out of you, then go get adult diapers hit your knees and pray, but you better figure it out. You take everything for granted. You can take for granted. We have been blessed in America until America made war on God. And when America made war on God, from the beginning, we lost. You cannot have a political solution dealing with the sin and ugliness of what America's done that's evil in the sight of the Lord. There's a scripture. It says, at what point does God speak concerning a nation to build up and to tear down? If the nation does that which is right in his sight, he'll build it up and bless it. If they do that which is wicked in his sight, he'll tear it down and destroy it. There is a total misrepresentation of the character of a holy God to the people in America who are what I would call evangelic fish. In other words, they have no spine. They just go with the flow. They want to be popular. They want to be friends with the world, even though the Bible says friendship with the world is enmity with God. And I'm telling everybody, Dave, we're not talking about food shortages. I'm speaking for myself now. We're talking about famine. We are talking about food as a weapon. We are seeing Henry Kissinger's statement, with oil they control nations, with food they control people. And the other part of that is, with food they determine who lives, who dies. And that wasn't Kissinger's statement. That was the lady you quote sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, you're right. And we've seen that with Stalin and the Ukraine, and we've seen it across the board. The food shortages are here, and that's what people don't recognize. They're being disguised. Packaging is being shrunk, even though prices are going up. I mean, this is how they're disguising, but they can't keep the lid on this much longer.
I don't think the lid, I think the lid is being blown off. I think that we're now watching a supernatural manifestation of the power of good and evil confronted like it never. And here, I'm on record, and I want your listeners to know this. 7 years ago, before China and Russia were at our throats and it was a lot more peaceful, there was a lot of shenanigans going on, but I made the statement, and I believe you're seeing it happening, ladies and gentlemen, before God allows Russia and China to destroy the United States through nuclear destruction, he will reveal the sins of the leaders to the people. You think maybe these are all poly purebreds? I don't think so. And the people's sins before a holy God. In essence, God is the judge of the whole earth. And he absolutely is laying out evidence that he's holy, faithful, and true, and that his judgments are faithful. People say, well, I just hope God gives another 10 years. Can you even imagine the perversion of another 10 years? We're seeing now, ladies and gentlemen, the worst of Sodom, and it's yet to come. The judgment on Sodom was real. We have the time period Jesus spoke of, that there's never been a time like this, nor would be again, except the days be shortened for the elect's sake, those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, there'd be no flesh left alive. Dave, we've warned about persecution coming to Christians. It's now upon us. We've warned about, and I said this, I stand by this statement. There will come a time when the possession of a holy Bible, God's word, will be considered a capital offense.
I would agree.
We're already being told we're not to preach in that name of Jesus. And so all the Christians are basically just kowtowing to Caesar. Oh, Lord, just let us get by getting by. You know, you don't want to offend anybody, Steve. We're to be friends and love everybody. We are to love with the love of God, but that love demands that we present the Lord Jesus Christ, saying, if you don't repent, you'll perish for eternity. Go ahead, Dave.
I don't even know where to start. You hit so many home runs there. But I think, you know, we are going to perish for eternity if we don't wake up. But salvation is individual. And you said something one time a long time ago, like the first time you were ever on my radio show. So we're going back to, 12 years ago. And you said, it's too late for America, but individual salvation is possible. And we keep coming back to this point. I agree with you. I didn't agree with you 12 years ago because I didn't want to agree with you. It wasn't that you were fact-based wrong. It was because I wanted to have cognitive dissonance and keep on living my life. But the reality is, we're on borrowed time for a country, but you don't have to go down with your country. That's how I see it.
Well, again, let's say this. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to the people. I'm quoting the smartest guy in the world, King Solomon. And even though he was the smartest guy, even a woman got beyond his wisdom, okay? And, you know, multiple wives got beyond the wisdom. So what I'm saying is this. The foundation of this country was the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, but it was also its people, a people that had come from Europe, had come from other places in the world that wanted the most powerful word in the world to be, and that's free. And now you see everything in this, if you will, psychotic control world of hell trying to take away any bastion of freedom. Any, basically, our thoughts are not our own, our actions are not alone, our communications are, as you and I both know, are recorded in real time, interfered with in real time. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you point blank, when I said we're being tracked, to be whacked, and then to be stacked, I want you to understand what that means. That means no one is going into the New World Order, quoting the United Nothings, without a Luciferic initiation.
Yep.
That's their entry. So that means you deny Jesus Christ, forfeit eternal life, and you get to live, but you get to live as a lab rat in a maze that would make Pavlov's dog envious.
One of the things I wonder, okay, because you're kind of assuming there's going to be captives in the country, and I'm wondering who's going to win out at the end. The last three Chinese defense ministers have said, we're taking no prisoners with America. We're sending 300 million colonists, and we don't want no Americans left alive. But on the other hand, are there going to be groups that oppose that philosophy, and there will be some survivors, some people interned? What do you think, Steve?
Well, I think that there have been people that have had visions, okay, of pockets of God's protection, okay? God always has a remnant, Dave, and I agree. Let me just share this. Well, you and I have spoken about the Deagle Report. Ladies and gentlemen, again, the Deagle Report is done by a top, beyond top secret, people who are even over the directors of the NSA, the FBI, and the CIA, and maybe there's the NRO in there too, National Reconnaissance Office. But this is what has happened. They're planning a quarter of a billion people to die, okay? And everybody, when that, and that's by 2025. Dave, if what you are hearing, I am hearing, we are hearing, we are being told, others are seeing, viewing eyewitness testimony. See, here's the thing. To a skeptic, no amount of evidence is ever enough. To someone who doesn't want to believe things will get this bad, they shouldn't even be listening to these shows. It's not that these shows are bad, but the information, you've already cut yourself off from the truth. I believe God will individually spare, and I, going back to your statement of quoting me, it's now on an individual level, it's on small prayer group levels. Only God can deliver us, okay? Look, some of us, God forbid, will be taken out in a first strike. I know all the, you know, I know all the intercessors. I love you guys for praying for me. I know where I'm at on the pecking list, you know. I'm sure they've got hellfire initials with SQ written on the warhead. I'm not kidding.
And D8, DH on the second set. Yeah.
Yeah. So the point is look, I'm pleading for men and women, first and foremost, to come to Jesus. I don't want any of your kids to go without a meal. I don't want any of your wives to be taken as a spoil of war. I don't want your daughters to, listen, if they're doing the heinous things that they're doing to these little children that disappear, if Hollywood is drinking their blood, eating their flesh, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're cannibalizing them, and the little ones, what are they going to do to me? What are they going to do to you? What are they going to do to our little ones? That emotionally fractures people into, well, what can I do? What can I do? The answer is that you can trust God, and you can say, Lord, where do you want me to go? Protect me, Lord, and start claiming God's protection and provision. You know, Dave, all I can tell you this, it's not a magic wand. The just shall live by faith. I mean, God doesn't just sit up, you know, on his throne in glory, just basically, you know, throwing stardust and little falling stars and singing the Disney tune, you know. I mean, it's the just shall live by faith. King Jehoshaphat in the Old Testament, there are cases where the children who walked in God's ways through history, the odds against them were impossible, yet God stepped in. And our deliverance lies in the living God. By the way, you know, I mean, I'm not a pacifist, but I can't take out a Hellfire missile with my name on it. You know, I just can't do that with everything that I possess. But God can cause it to go. And by the way, when people start to recognize they will take no prisoners, but they will have their way with the prisoners, I don't know how to say it any kinder than that. I just don't, Dave, I don't want to put into words what I know, what I've seen, and what my concern is. That's why I'm telling every woman, you get a handgun, you learn to use it. Don't get a gun, pistol, if you don't know how to use it, or a shotgun. Go take lessons immediately. Because, Dave, right now, if I'm not mistaken, it's, you know, I don't know when this, you're going to release the show, but it's the 13th, okay? So we're like, how many days away from the election? 35 days? No, not 35 days. I'm sorry. 21 days, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, 21 days.
21 days, ladies and gentlemen. You know what? I don't want that to be a 21-gun salute over America's grave.
Yeah, I agree with you about the women, and this is why people need to be off Facebook, and because you don't think the Chinese are looking at you right now, girls? Think again.
Well, I think the important thing is this. Facebook, when all the little darlings were out, you know, putting their pictures, their bios, everything, I want you to know something, ladies and gentlemen. This isn't made up. This isn't any form of paranoia. They matched, the Chinese military matched the specific profiles of different people on Facebook, primarily young men for their male soldiers, to take as captives of war. And remember, it's not just a line from Conan the Barbarian. That's what history records. And so to take a spoil, and, you know, you talk about that, a nice word for rape is spoiling, you know. So rape, pillage, and plunder, their plans are to take us under. Now, could God forestall it? Absolutely. Has he? Absolutely. When Donald Trump came to be president, I supported him. I said, he's going to be God's prosecuting attorney.
You said that on my show.
Look at how the country has polarized, Dave, since he has.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Steve. You said that right on my show. And this was very early on, and you certainly had the insight that was incredible.
We're Dave, at a point, and here's the thing. I get emails from everybody, from truckers to people that work in grocery chains, people that are high up in the grocery chains, people that the interesting thing is, if I put up an alert, you know, on my Q-File subscribers, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I think at very soon, I'm just going to tell everybody this, my public site will probably go down and I'll be behind my Q-File subscription only. I have put up, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of articles over the last however many years I've been on the internet. And I got to tell you, Dave, I mean, you know, it takes its toll on you.
Yeah,
and what's interesting, it's one thing for the enemy to take its toll on you. It's another thing for the trolls to take their toll on you. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for the America we love. We're fighting for our country that God so blessed so marvelously. But I'm also on record, Dave, as saying, when the Air Force made war against Jesus Christ, they lost their advocate. When the Navy made war against Jesus Christ, they're losing. They're going to lose. I don't know if you know this. Maybe I told you. I did a whole broadcast, showed it. I was banned now from the Department of Defense on every military computer, U.S. military computer in the world. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'll send you. You know, the person in the Pentagon sent it to me. And so the thing that I'm trying to tell people is this. To tell the truth costs you something. To live the truth costs you everything. But if you don't and you're not willing to, then I want you to look at your wife tonight. If you're married, or women, look at your husband and say, am I willing just to say goodbye forever? Am I willing to see my children taken? Look, this isn't scary. This is what they've said. This is what Jeff Nyquist wrote about. Three different people, Chinese, over all the articles. This is what all of the Russians defectors told us. So why is it that America is so numb and dumb, it's simple. Because, to quote William Casey, former director of CIA, we'll know our mind control techniques have been effective when everything the American people believe is a lie. And, Dave, that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, I know. And so much is a lie, and people don't even see it. And the crisis we're talking about with the soldiers in place, the terrorists in place with the fifth column aspects, you try to explain this to the average person, they look at you like you should be committed.
Well, let me share this. Crazy people don't like sane people because crazy people are happy in their insanity. It's called a fool's paradise.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you've got to understand this. Why would the, and by the way, I got a new term for the Democratic Party, okay? I'm calling them dementocrats, like dementiacrats. Why would they even allow a guy who says he wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 million an hour that he's running for the Senate?
I know. It doesn't stop.
You have Commissar Harris, who's out there absolutely probably, she makes AOC and the rest of the leftists look like, I mean, little leaguers. So ladies and gentlemen, they cannot win the election by popular vote or electoral vote, so they'll steal it. If they can't steal it, they're going to disrupt it to the best they can. I want to share something. It doesn't matter. SEAL Team 6, if I were in the Navy, and I want to address this to all you guys in the Navy, the evidence came out that Hillary Clinton and Obama, they killed SEAL Team 6. That's big news. But the problem is treason. Do you understand? We voted for a president, and through treason, treachery, death, debauchery, they've been trying to take him out. So the problem is, they, when you say they can't do that, we are in the time Jesus Christ spoke of, where we are a total lawless country. There is no law in the land. There is no law in the land. Every one of those guys committed treason. Every one of them. Treason, the kind they used to line you up against the wall and a firing squad. Yet our president has absolutely been nullified, neutered, messed with, multiple death threats. The amount of death threats against him are off the chart. The amount of money being paid to whoever kills our president. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, they fight him. I'll tell you who the enemy of the United States is. It's the mainstream media. They are the mouthpiece of hell, in my opinion, and they are responsible for more deaths because of their lack of true investigative reporting. This is my opinion, and that's why our opinion matters, because we challenge their lies with the truth. Somebody said the first casualty in any war is the truth. Boy, is that not quote-unquote true?
Well, it's come to roost in our situation. You know, Steve, at the end of the day, you know, and I'm looking at this so closely, and I still don't know what to believe. I do believe the UN, like the New York Times called for yesterday, is going to try to assert themselves in the post-election period under the election guise of being fair, which, you know, is basically saying we're invading you. What will the military do? How do you see this?
I see the military as 50-50. I would even say 60 against Trump, 40 for him. I would say that because when Obama, let me give evidence, ladies and gentlemen, 200 former flag officers and generals and, you know, general staff went over to Biden. Are you telling me that they're saying they would rather follow a demented individual than to support the Constitution? Well, what people don't understand is Obama fired over 350 to 380 generals and admirals and anybody that was loyal. He said, if you can't take an oath of allegiance to me, you're out of here. Those people took an oath of allegiance to him, meaning the former president. And I'm telling you, you'll understand this. Some people thought I was being cute. It wasn't cute, Dave. I said, you will come to understand that Obama and his nation, he was the Obama nation that led to desolation. I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. I'm saying America, compared to what we are, we now lie desolate. We're bleeding. The only way we can feed our population right now is with stimulus checks. the devils that are have destroyed the small business. Small business is the backbone of America. But as I think I've said to you many times, Dave, I was talking to a really wealthy billionaire 20 years ago, and he says, Steve, let me tell you something. I said, what's with you guys? And that's what I asked him. What's with you guys? It's never enough, is it? He said, nope. At the end of the day, it's about power. It's about control. I said, but why can't you be happy with what you've got? You're richer than, you know, nations on the planet. His answer was very simple, because there's always more to get. Dave, that's a real conversation I have. I'm not making that up.
I see evidence of that in the behaviors of the elite.
Yep.
They have an insatiable desire for greed and power, and they know no bounds. And they think the quickest way to get there and the best way to get there is an allegiance with Lucifer.
Well, there's more open talk of worshiping Satan than there is of Christians standing for Jesus.
That's true. That is exactly where we're at now.
Yep, and I'll tell you this. That's why I coined the term. I stand by it. Yeah, judgmental. You bet I am. I am discerning the root of evil. Jellyfishdoms. You know what a jellyfishdom is? It's a claimant to Christianity, but they have no backbone to stand against evil because they don't want to offend anybody. Jesus had friendship with the world's enmity with God. They float with the current, okay? And now it's the woke generation. I think I just saw, what was it? 44% of Christians don't even believe that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Oh, man.
And that's by one of the famous pollsters. So here's the deal. Dave, you and I and all talk show people can tell people what's really going on. At the end of the day, though, one thing we cannot overcome is an abject rejection of even openly trying to see what's in play. And we've been dizzy-dallied by, I'm sorry, I know you're a sports guy, but sports, entertainment, movies, okay, pleasure. I mean, we have come to the place where the cooking channels, I'm sure if Rome was around, they'd be thrilled. The only thing we're lacking right now, and it wouldn't surprise me, is a vomitorium. So a vomitorium, ladies and gentlemen, is where you went and you ate until you could eat no more, and then you went and threw up and ate again. It was the ultimate consumption of food as lust. So, you know, but then I say this. Well, of course we have a vomitorium. It's called the MSM. The MSM is just feeding us crap and crap and crap. Lies, the narrative. From day one, that spineless little weasel, Mr. Magoo, the former attorney general, he absolutely set about to destroy Donald Trump. And unfortunately, Trump has had nothing but inside swamp. No offense, you can't drain the swamp of alligators when you've hired every crocodile in existence, okay? You know? They say, well, go kill those alligators. And the guy looks and he says, but you look like one too. No, I'm a different species. I'm a crocodile. I tell people, yeah, they're a croc of something. But the bottom line is that this is what has happened. So, ladies and gentlemen, is your country, is your freedom, are your families worth fighting for? I'm only telling people to stand up. To stand up and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. God bless it. Look, we've allowed Portland. They tear down the statues. They tear down the history. Seattle. And I will say this and go on record. The city of fallen angels, Los Angeles, okay? The city of fallen angels, Portland, Seattle, are ripe unto judgment. They will have their, how should I say this? They will have a heavenly answer to their earthly twistings very soon. And Dave, I'm not kidding you. It doesn't matter if it's just a Cascadia. The New Madrid, by the way, the New Madrid is going off now. There's serious, serious concern over all of the hot spots in New Madrid. And I just had a conversation with a scientist yesterday, and he made the statement. He said, Steve, what's unusual about this is it's starting in the south, in the Gulf. It's moving from the north around Chicago down, and it's going to meet in the middle. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something getting ready to happen. Whether you believe the visions or prophecies, it doesn't matter. But I'm telling you point blank, we are in such a dire need of the living God. But unfortunately, Dave, I learned one thing from history. I've studied ancient history. I've studied mythology, legends, written about it. And I challenge anybody to do the research I've done. because there's always those critics saying, well, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, AI, go, you know, choke on your bites. So the thing is that now we're at this point. And Dave, at the point we're silent, at the point we go silent, that's when it's like the birds and everything goes still. And today there was an exercise, I think in the last couple of days there was an exercise, which is an early warning system. Hal Turner put it up today. I checked. That's a real story. We have a continuity of government. We have the group of people that will be spirited away, just like in the helicopters, just like in the Hollywood movies, to the different bunkers and their assigned positions in case of war. That is in play at this point.
Yeah,
they're not
yeah.
spirited away yet, but they're getting ready to. And guess what the date is? I asked the date. What is their window? What did the alert say? Not the public. What did the private alert say? They said from the 21st to the 25th, be ready because we will come to get you at the point that we have to come and get you. That's a real story.
Wow. The 21st to the 25th.
Yep. I'm talking October.
I know. And it's disturbing for me for reasons I'll tell you off air. Listen, I'm not surprised by this. I just talked to our mutual friend, Wrecker, and we're questioning whether or not there's going to be an election because I think if the left thought they could win or had a chance to cheat their way to win, they would let it go ahead and then do what they had to do after the fact if they weren't successful. But if they're sure they're not going to win going in, I don't think they're going to have an election. I think they're going to start their nonsense before. What do you think?
I don't believe there'll be an election. And let me even say this. I believe that there may be a show of an election, but there will be no normal election, no outcome, because everybody knows this. Look, the left has made no, they pulled no punches. They're coming after me to kill me. That's what Kamala Harris, they're coming after you to kill you. They're coming after all of Trump's supporters. Remember, under the Weather Underground, Great Wall said then they were going to kill 30 million. Now it's probably up to 100 million. Ladies and gentlemen, are you telling me that your life doesn't matter, your wife's life doesn't matter, your children's life doesn't matter? They're telling you they're coming to kill you. And oh, by the way, if it's not the Chinese payrollees, it's the Chinese military in Canada, in country, and coming from the Mexico south of, you know, in Mexico, coming south north. And I really want people to seriously just go turn the lights off. And just sit in the dark and say, God, what would you have me here? Is it late this hour? And Dave, you know, one of the prophecies in the Bible, some people, I don't believe in prophecies. Of course, you'll perish. Go ahead, perish. Don't believe it. Because the just shall live by faith. You want to live by unbelief and denial? Fine. Then die. That's not being cruel. That's not being mean. That's not being vindictive, you know, or all the little, you know, what I call cowardly syrup statements, you know. They're thick, but they don't do any good. The point is that we are now experiencing, look what they did in Portland. You and I, and most of us, would have never imagined that 100 plus days you'd see the cities burning. Look what they did in Seattle. Look what they do in Michigan. And by the way, those guys in Michigan were set up. You know, that's such a...
Steve, I don't believe that story because Whitmer had already been struck down by her state Supreme Court. Her attorney general, a Democrat, said she wasn't enforcing her mandates. So let's go ahead and rob the empty bank. That's what they did.
Agreed.
It was crazy. I don't believe it. It's a false flag event. Steve, we're almost out of time, and we've got exactly, oh gosh, probably 2.5 minutes left. So I wanted you to, again, tell people how they can register for this conference that I'm so honored to be with, and thank you for inviting me. But you've got such great guests that are appearing. Let's tell people how to be a part of it.
Well, sure, Dave. They can go to Gensix, GENSIX.com. They can sign up for video on demand. Video on demand just means that it will be like a conference. In other words, a speaker will be speaking in his time zone. All the different speakers are listed and the times that they will be speaking. If you can't listen during the time you signed up for, you can go back and listen for 6 months. The people that bought the DVDs, God bless you, you'll want to refer to those. And for the first time in history, I'm going to be doing, and I felt impressed to do this, and this is free to the people who video on demand and also to the DVD. I have a presentation I'm going to give you, and it's called After the Conference or After the Presentation. And the reason I waited is because I believe that there will be much more happening between now, the 17th, which is, I think, Saturday, and the following. I'm going to release it on the following Friday, which would be the 24th, I guess, or 23rd. And it will be uploaded. So, Dave, here's what I'm saying. People need to go to this. You will not get this information from this group of people ever again in history.
That's true.
You may get individual pieces, but you'll never hear this group of men and Lisa Haven, who's a dynamo. God bless her.
Yeah, good friend of mine.
You'll never hear this information, and it's mind-blowing. It's so mind-blowing. It's not an empty promise. These are seasoned people. These are, quote-unquote, people that, you know, millions of people listen to all over the world, and they're all brought together in one location for an intense time.
Exactly.
And so I want to invite everybody to go to Gen6, G-E-N-S-I-X.com, and sign up for the virtual conference starting this Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
Well, I'm so indebted to you for doing this for everybody, and people are looking forward to it. Steve, we are flat out of time, so thank you so much for being with us.